with SBS Radio.
In this bulletin, Ashbati pledges largest donation to bushfire recovery. Two people missing amidst the bushfire crisis in New South Wales, with four unaccounted for in Victoria. And Iran to distance itself from the 2015 nuclear deal with other major powers. Ashbati is the latest famous voice to pledge support for firefighting efforts across Australia, promising to donate any prize money she earns from this week's Brisbane International. If the world number one makes it all the way and wins the tournament's final, that would mean a donation of $382,000 to the Red Cross. Out of all Australian sports personalities, Ashbati has arguably offered the most generous donation of all. The federal government has committed $235 million to upgrade and seal the Tanami Road, one of Australia's great outback adventure tracks. The unsealed Tanami Road, which goes for 1,000 kilometres between Halls Creek and Alice Springs, is praised by tourists seeking off-the-bitumen adventure thrills. The upgrades are set to improve the lives of remote community residents on the edge of the Great Sandy Desert, who rely on it for essential supplies and as a thoroughfare to nearby regional centres. Speaking to the ABC, Wiramanu Aboriginal Corporation Chairman Nathaniel Stretch believes the upgrades will bring unprecedented opportunities to his people. There will be tourists coming faster and more trucks will come in. It will be a good thing for Balgo, Mr. Nathaniel Stretch said. But not everyone is happy, with some tourists bemoaning the predicted loss of the rugged bush track. Some tourists believe the upgrade will result in extra pollution, turning the Tanami Road into another version of the Hume Highway, littered with trash on its entire length. Cooler conditions have arrived in bushfire-affected states, but authorities are reminding residents to stay vigilant. Watch and act alerts are still in place for some communities in Gippsland, and four people remain unaccounted for in Victoria. Hundreds of homes have been lost in New South Wales, and more property losses will likely be confirmed this week once assessment teams arrive on the fire ground. Rose Butt describes her recent experience with the fires at Eden in New South Wales.
We spent the night before last in our car down at the wharf. We were going to stay home, but when they said they were evacuating the Fishermen's Club, we thought, well, it's time to get out. So we spent the night down there, which is something we've never done before, but there were so many people there. But look, the town's rallying around. I've been helping out a bit with some of the locals who have organised food for the fireys and that, and I'm just about to go down and see if they need a hand today.
Premier Gladys Berejiklian says two people are also missing in New South Wales.
Currently in remote parts of far south New South Wales, there are two people unaccounted for, and we hope that ends in good news, but at this stage we can't account for their safety.
The Country Fire Service has declared a total fire ban in South Australia today as crews assess the damage from the Kangaroo Island blaze. Army personnel and supplies are arriving today ahead of concerns about worsening weather and higher temperatures later this week. A number of homes, farms and other properties are believed to have been destroyed, and two people died when they became trapped in the flames. The member for Bega, Andrew Constance, is pushing for a recovery-based focus in response to the bushfires instead of political debate. Mr. Constance last week commented that the unwelcome reception the Prime Minister received in some communities was probably deserved. The New South Wales MP has told Radio National of the ABC he's now turning his attention to residents' welfare as a priority.
I'd say to the Greens, keep your mouth shut at the moment, because we've got a lot of people who need a lot of support, and there's a bloody big recovery effort on that's going to start to take place. We don't need debates, you know, we need people to be cared for.
Former Foreign Minister Julie Bishop says Australia needs to show more leadership on climate change internationally. A newly formed National Bushfire Agency is to start working with state authorities to help fire-affected communities. Former Federal Police Chief Andrew Colvin will lead the national effort, which will be modelled on North Queensland's flood response. A cabinet meeting will be held in Canberra today, and Natural Disaster Minister David Littleproud has told the ABC he's been briefed.
We're a strong nation. We'll get through this. It's not our first rodeo and it won't be our last. And we'll make sure that if we work together as a nation, that agriculture will get back up and these regional communities will as well.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison hasn't ruled out a royal commission into the bushfire crisis. And the French President Emmanuel Macron has offered to help Australia after speaking to the Prime Minister yesterday. A tropical cyclone is developing off Western Australia's north coast north and will reach intensity later today or tomorrow. The Weather Bureau says a cyclone warning is current for coastal areas including Broome, with heavy rain and strong winds expected. The downpour is forecast to affect the Kimberley coast and extend to the eastern Pilbara on Tuesday. Iran plans to further undo its previous nuclear deal commitments, but says it will continue working with the United Nations nuclear monitor. It comes after a United States airstrike killed a top Iranian general in Baghdad. Reports suggest Iran won't respect limits on uranium enrichment capacity, the level to which uranium can be enriched. The landmark 2015 nuclear deal involved six major powers, but U.S. President Donald Trump unilaterally withdrew from the deal. A statement indicates Iran's steps could be reversed if the U.S. lifts its sanctions on Tehran. Meanwhile, Germany's foreign minister is pushing for a European Union crisis meeting about rising tensions in the Middle East. The United States ordered a strike which killed Iranian military commander Qasem Soleimani. Minister Heiko Maas wants the EU foreign affairs chief to bring forward a meeting of ministers to this week. It's believed Germany plans to speak to the Iraqi government to ensure stability and unity rather than escalation. And to sport, Greek world number 6 Stefan Tsitsipas beat Germany's Alexander Zverev in Brisbane 6-1, 6-4 on Sunday night to keep his country afloat at the ATP Cup tournament. Zverev cut an exasperated figure as he traded words with his team between games before finishing with 10 double faults and a fast serve success rate of 45% at Patrafta Arena. It followed 14 double faults in a 3-sets loss to Australia's Alex de Minaur on Friday night. And having a look at the weather around the country, Perth, a sunny day, 33. Adelaide, sunny, 28. Melbourne, a shower, 20. Hobart, mostly sunny, 23. Albury-Wodonga, cloudy, 18. Canberra, shower, 2 and smog, 24. Wollongong, similar conditions, 21. Sydney, much the same, 25. Newcastle, a shower, 25. Brisbane, morning shower, 31. Brisbane, morning shower, 31. Townsville, sunny, 30. Cairns, shower, 32. Alice Springs, a cloudy day, a top of 22. Darwin, possible shower or storm, 35. And the Torres Strait Islands, a mostly sunny day, and a top of 32. And that is NITV Radio News.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.